new star is born. Now he brings you the light with his hands untied. They try to run to follow, but no one can. Inside you are so hollow, you understand. Hey, nothing you can say, nothing's gonna change what you've done to me. Now it's time to shine, I'm gonna take what's mine while you're burning inside my life.
What is up, Jobber Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Jobber Club Podcast with your host, Vogel, and the face who runs the place, Tyler Face. Face, what is good, my guy?
What's good, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. We are on the road to WrestleMania. Seems like we've been on the road to WrestleMania for the past, you know, month now.
Since
we've been, well, yeah, just about. I mean, we've been previewing it ever bit by bit as soon as we've been getting matches in. Slowly but surely, it seems like for the last month now. So it is our Super Bowl this weekend. So, you know, we got definitely 2 days of great matches. Night one kicks off tomorrow. But we will be out. So we'll be talking about that just a little later on. But we're just going to gloss over a few things before we start this episode. And I just want to talk about earlier this week, WWE released Bray Wyatt Becoming Immortal on Peacock. And if any of you Jobber Nation, I know Face said that he hasn't seen it yet, but if any of Jobber Nation has yet to check it out, it is definitely worth the watch. It gives definitely an in-depth look of not just Bray Wyatt as the character, as the persona.
I've seen a couple also, clips of it, and it looks really good.
It's like I said, it's 2 hours long. It's just one big episode type thing. You know, it's not broken down into any episodes, so you don't have to worry about trying to catch it on any night or anything like that. But it also gives you a look at Wyndham Rotunda as a person, not just Bray Wyatt, but Wyndham Rotunda. And it gave everything, you know, from when he was a kid starting off and all that. And it just gave a good insight. And I'm not gonna lie, it made me tear up, you know, especially at the end. And it even gave you a look at towards the end of the ring gear, the new ring gear that Bray had specially made for his comeback when he was going to return. And that gear is just, it's amazing. And the guy who created it, he's in Pennsylvania, and he has it on display in his shop, and it looks awesome. And it's definitely something that you guys should check out. And it was also confirmed during that episode, not during the episode, but during the documentary, that as most of us expected, Bo Dallas was in fact Uncle Howdy. So, I mean, we've always had speculations on who it was going to be. Well, solved now. It was in fact Bo Dallas. I don't want to spoil too much for you guys, but like I said, if you guys have 2 hours this weekend before Mania Night 1 or Mania Night 2, it's definitely worth the watch. And another plus is The Undertaker narrated the entire thing, so
really,
it's you know, it gave all of his insights from when he was just a kid going to college, starting NXT, all of that, and it's just really good. So
go watch it on the TV.
I'll let you guys decide if it's good or not, but yeah, it's definitely something worth watching.
Go watch Netflix then, man.
Moving on to something a little less heartbreaking and a little bit more of an ego trip. I know, Face, you and I talked about it, and I gave my thoughts in depth on it to you. But how about CM Punk pointing fingers at everybody but himself this past week when he tried to justify choking Jack Perry backstage at AEW's All In London last year? Now, Face, I know you're a Punk fan, but does this make him sound like a bitter old man? You know, especially after he's done this, not only to AEW, but WWE after he left WWE too, made his little talk show podcast circuit, you know?
I mean, Punk's always shit on everything, so it doesn't really...
But he hasn't shit on UFC yet. And I think he knows that he would get his ass kicked again because, I mean, he went 0-4, I think, in UFC. So he really can't talk shit about Dana White or anybody at UFC, really.
I mean, he got into the UFC game way too late in life to even try it. But
Well, I think it,
I still
yeah.
really liked that he tried, but
Yeah, that's true. I mean, not all of us can be, the Brock Lesnar or Bobby Lashley when we make the switch from WWE to UFC.
right.
But it's just like, I just think that, if you're working in a workplace, and you go and you choke essentially a coworker at that point in time,
Can we have fuck around and find out Fridays?
I mean, maybe. I mean, but I mean that would be awesome. But it's like you're gonna get A, fired, and B, you're gonna get charges pressed against you. And I'm surprised that charges were not pressed against him in that situation. But it's just like Tony Khan had every right to fire him just based on that alone. That's why he was fired with just cause. And when he goes on to say that Tony isn't a good boss because he's quote unquote too nice, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, is he like, it's just like, it doesn't make sense because Tony, yeah, he is nice overall, but it's just like, you don't disrespect your boss like that. Especially when he signed you in and he brought you in and the first time in what, how many years, and he came back, So it's kind of shitty for him to throw him under the bus like that a little bit. But I know, like you said, he has shit on everybody that, everywhere that he's went. So it's not to be
I think he
unexpected.
has the same, what, oh, I go by, I go by this saying, let the bridges burn. I know how to swim.
I mean, I never heard that one. I mean, maybe he is letting them burn. I mean,
Don't
who
know.
knows? Who knows? It just seemed like a weird flex that, Punk was justifying that. And it's just, I get it. You were asked these questions in an interview or a podcast, I should say. I'm going to use the term podcast very lightly because it's Ariel Helwani. And I don't know if you know a lot about him, but he's not really respected that much as a journalist in the UFC community. So a lot of the UFC fans can't really stand to watch him as it is. So I think that with WWE being under the TKO umbrella and TKO also including UFC, I think Ariel should have done what he doesn't do best, and that's sticking to covering UFC.
Yeah.
And it's just, when you try to, do both sides, UFC and WWE, I mean, it's kind of hard because you're asking the totally different questions to something that's supposed to be kayfabe, something that's, not real, not supposed to have backstage heat, and you don't know how to ask those certain questions. You're asking the questions about stuff that really shouldn't have been answered or shouldn't have been asked in the first place. And I think both parties are kind of to blame in that situation, especially if WWE didn't want to escalate that, they could have gave him a list of questions that they could talk about or subjects that they could talk about. I know Punk said that the only NDA that he signed with AEW was the backstage brawl that was between him, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega. That's the only thing that he cannot talk about in WWE, but not WWE, but AEW. Other than that, he's free to talk about whatever the hell he wanted to talk about.
Huh. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think, in my opinion, it's Tony Khan is saving his ass because he knows some crazy ass shit probably went down between the Young Bucks and Omega and CM Punk. I think that there's more that we don't know about than what we, you know, what than other than what we've been told. So it's going to be interesting to see in a few years if something does happen and that NDA does get violated or whatever, what we could learn from this situation. But I think it was kind of like a, you remember the old WWE airplane ride from hell where
Yeah.
everybody was like fucked up on drugs, want to kill each other pretty much. Ric Flair was being Ric Flair. And yeah, no pictures, nothing exists from that flight. So WWE burned all that shit pretty much. And we don't know. And then they did that Dark Side of the Ring story, so it's all, he said, she said stuff,
You are not wrong.
Exactly. So I also think that, in my opinion, it kind of it kind of in a way made it like Punk was making WrestleMania week and weekend about him when he did this interview, when he was doing answering these questions, because like I said, they could have went a different route with the questions. They could have been like, hey, what's your thoughts on Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins type shit, you know, instead of having
Right.
this hour and a half, almost 2 hour long shoot on AEW. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love both promotions, but there's a time and a place to do a shoot interview, and that's not the time
Yep.
or the place, especially when your biggest show was only, what, that was happened Monday. Your biggest show is 6 days away. You know,
Right.
you don't want to take any of the attention off of the wrestlers that are competing at that point in time. Unlike CM Punk, who, you know, has a history of being injured these past 2 years. You know, how about you
Yeah.
focus on getting healthy and getting better rather than shitting and shooting on people?
I agree, 'cause I mean, always shitting on people isn't gonna really, it doesn't, it's not a good look.
No, it's not. And especially when you have, rumor has it, in his contract, he does have a behavioral clause in his contract where he has to, you know, abide by the rules and, you know, kind of play how Triple H wants him to play, or else he could get fired, you know?
Yeah. Liquid death.
No.
Oh, that looked like a liquid death can.
No, I love Liquid Death, though. That's my favorite water. Liquid Death, not sponsored, but if you wanna, I will sign the contract in blood like you do
We
everybody
will
else.
do it
So
right now. We will
yeah,
do
and
it
we will
right
do it
now.
right now. We will do it right now. But anyways, yeah, we just talked about WrestleMania with CM Punk possibly overshadowing it a little bit. It's not, he's not gonna totally overshadow it. I do believe there's gonna be some hell of a lot of good matches. We are speaking about night one. At the time of recording, we are 1 day away. Not even 1 day. We are like, yeah, a little over 1 day away.
Yeah,
This
we're
is it,
about a day
you
and a
know.
half away.
Yeah, you know, it's kicking off on Saturday, and
Wait, what time does it start tomorrow?
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time
We're
or
about
6 p.m. Central.
25 hours away.
Yep, a little over a day, so not too much, you know. But yes, the showcase of Immortals will kick off tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on Peacock. You can stream both nights there, same time on Sunday. Looks like unless the last minute match will be added to the card, it looks like both nights are set. So let's get into WrestleMania finally. Seems like it's been,
WrestleMania
it's,
40.
yep, it's finally here. Now, like always, these are not in any specific order. We don't know the entire match card. The only thing that is set in stone are the main events for both nights. Both nights will have Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. First night will be the tag team with Ro Cody and Roman. Well, the Cody Seth versus Roman The Rock. So those matches for match card one, night one. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship.
Rhea Ripley's gonna win.
We have Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
I kind of
Then
want
we
Sami Zayn to win.
then we have the six-pack tag team ladder match between Judgment Day, DIY, The Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under, The New Day, and New Catch Republic for the Undisputed Tag Team
Wait,
Championships.
so the Hardys didn't come? What?
No, that injury that you thought, it wasn't real. It was they're still taking place. The A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller are still in the match. So,
Damn.
Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso. Then we have Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus the team of Damage Control. Then we will see Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee take on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom. Then we will have the main event of The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins with the stipulation match where if Rhodes and Rollins win. You know what? Sorry, I'm not even gonna pretend. I'm tired of pretending that the bloodline won't be out there regardless. So let's just say if Roman and The Rock win, Roman versus Cody, night two will be a bloodline rules match with no DQ. So either way, I think the bloodline is going to interfere somehow, some way. It's not going to be a clean match regardless. So they're just trying to make this stipulation match. I mean, I'm tired of pretending that, you know, they're going to follow the rules. They're not. They're not. So with those matches, Face, which match are you most excited for on night one? Given all of those matches, I mean, I know it's not as good as night two, just by the looks of it. Because night two,
I know Rhea Ripley's gonna win. Damn it, Rhea Ripley.
So is that probably, you would say, probably the most exciting match?
That's what I'm pretty excited about, because I know Becky Lynch is like headed up. She wants that title, but I don't think Rhea Ripley needs to lose right yet.
Yeah, I mean, especially when she just had, you know, especially when it's just a brand new championship, you know, she's the first one to hold it. So I think that they want to put her on for a little longer, you know. I'm thinking probably SummerSlam, maybe. Then again, that's my default answer for everything. It seems like these last few weeks, given some of the situations of the matches, but it could possibly last a little longer. Who knows? Who knows? I think I'm most excited for Jimmy versus Jay. Because I want to see if it lives up to the hype of the other brother versus brother Mania matches, you know, that we've had every 15 years, it seems like now. I know you said nothing would beat Jeff versus Matt from 15 years ago, brother versus brother. But I want to see if it comes close to it.
That was one of my favorite matches, so I will be watching that. Well, if exactly. I don't watch it. Oh, excuse me. If I don't watch it, I'll go back and rewatch it. But
exactly. My only complaint about that is I was really hoping that would have been like a no DQ match, or maybe even a steel cage match in that situation. I know how Jimmy and Jay can get in a steel cage and how sadistic they can be to not just to other people, but probably even each other. Because if you've looked at it, the Usos, even as a tag team, they dealt out some crazy shit when they faced the New Day. In Hell in a Cell, like a handful of years ago. So it would be an awesome just to see Jimmy and Jay in a steel cage 1v1, and that would just been awesome. But again, you know, it's WrestleMania. Chances are you're not gonna see a steel cage match at WrestleMania.
Oh, why not? That'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. It definitely would be, especially given that they don't. Well, the storyline goes that they don't like each other, so.
That'd be the best place to end the feud is in a steel cage.
Yeah, and like possibility too, if this feud even goes longer. Let's see, it's July, so July is Hell in a Cell, so ended at Hell in a Cell. But then again, there's a lot of other feuds that could probably end at Hell in a Cell too. But another match that I think, or not even a match, I think night one, I'm not too excited about it because, you know, it is Damage Control, and I think that Damage Control is eventually going to break up at some point in time. Maybe not at Mania, but probably later on down the line. But I'm interested to see how Jade Cargill competes on a big, big pay-per-view stage. We know that she's competed. We know that she's competed at, you know, the bigger AEW pay-per-view events, but those don't really draw as much fans as the WWE pay-per-view events, and how she's going to react being probably in the biggest crowd that she's ever been in front of. We'll see if the nerves get to her, or if she'll be cool and collective. I know that she has a lot of veterans in the ring with her that could help her out and help ease those butterflies if she has them. I know I mentioned a few shows probably in the past, at least a handful of them. I know that she's one of the more greener superstars, so I think that this actually benefits her working with Bianca, Naomi, Asuka and Kairi Sane. So she'll definitely get the experience, and I think that's what she needs right now, especially her not getting a lot of WWE's TV time as it is, and her biggest WWE pay-per-view to date was debuting at the Royal Rumble. So we'll see how it all plays out for her. I gotta know, you know, since we did, you know, what match are you most looking forward to? What's the least favorite? Like, was it what match are you looking forward to the least out of that card right there? Because I know we have, you know, every WrestleMania we have that match that we probably shouldn't have, you know, the match that just thrown together that just to throw it together because we need matches. What match do you think that's going to be for night one?
Let me see real quick.
Because I mean, I think I know
Really?
which one I want to go with.
Gunther and Sami Zayn. That didn't need to be there. That
So
didn't
you
need to
know
be there.
you don't like Sammy challenging for the Intercontinental.
I like that he did it, but I think that's just a filler match.
Yeah, I mean, Sammy doesn't, in my opinion, he doesn't pose a real threat to Gunther, especially when Gunther has made that belt prestigious again and has made it something as of note. Sammy was part of the reason why it went downhill in the first place when he had that little run with it for a little bit when he was heel and he teamed up with Shinsuke a lot. I think
Yes.
that, you know, that match was, I mean, not that match, but I don't see, I mean, I'm kind of in agreement with you right there. I don't really like it myself. But I think for me personally, I'm gonna have to go with let's see, what did I have written down for that? I would have the six-pack ladder match. I don't know why.
Yeah, that one does. Yeah, I agree.
I
Both
mean,
of those are just
for
kind of
me though,
filler
it's
matches.
like, yeah, exactly. I feel like it's just too much, like you said, like we always said before, it's not only too much going on in the ring, but there's gonna be straight up chaos for like the first 10 minutes. It's gonna be like balls to the wall. And then there's gonna be a lot of action to try to pay attention to, a lot of near grabs for the title straps, you know, and it's just gonna be too
I feel
much.
like it's going to be too much chaos.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like watching a car wreck, you know, on I-94. It's just gonna pile up with chaos. I do believe with R-Truth being in the match, I do believe there's gonna be a lot of comedic spots. And you know, because it's R-Truth,
R-Truth
he's
is
gonna do something funny.
okay. I kind of want to see them win the tag team titles more.
It's hard for me to get excited. You know, yes, I know that they are for the tag team championships, but it's hard for me to get excited when you have the Women's World Championship up for grabs that night, and you also have the Intercontinental Championship up for grabs that night. And you get to see the main event of The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. It just seems
I'm
like,
kind of tired of The Rock. The Rock just needs to go back
yeah.
to Hollywood.
Well, I mean, he is going to be recording, not recording, but he is going to be doing a after Mania. He's going to be filming a new movie coming out, so we won't be seeing The Rock on
Another Fast and
WWE.
Furious?
No, yeah, shit, no. I can't remember what the movie's called, but I have heard rumors that he is going to be leaving WWE television for at least a month to 3 months, depending on how long it takes to film. So we'll probably see him back in time for SummerSlam. If not, Hell in a Cell. So you don't know. Like I said, it just depends on how long it takes for them to film it and how long of a rest he wants in between appearances in WWE. But I think also with that, the six pack ladder tag, whatever the hell you want to call it, I think that Triple H kind of put that together to kind of appeal to like a lot of AEW hardcore fans that watch AEW kind of religiously, because it seems like some stuff that AEW would do in a pay-per-view event, you know, especially when they have like that casino battle royale where the winner of the poker chip gets a future AEW championship shot at any time, you know. It's kind of like them doing that at Double or Nothing. And I think that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to cash in on that, trying to lure viewers in too, and maybe show that, hey, you know, WWE still got a decent product too. You guys should probably check us out also. Because, you know, it's at this point in time where everybody's shitting on everybody, like we with Punk shitting on AEW, then AEW responding. So I think it's just a pissing match right now to see, you know, who can get the better draws and who can do that. But
Basically,
it's not going to be anything near like the Monday Night Wars or even the Wednesday Night Wars that we had 2 years ago. But I
no,
think,
Monday night, back in the day, Raw versus War was always the best.
oh yeah, that it was that. Well, I mean, that was what we grew up with, you know. That was our generation. That was the Attitude Era. And hopefully, I mean, I'm not I'm not gonna say it's stupid for them to do it now, but it's just like
It's
that you can
too
never top that.
PG. It's too
Yeah,
PG now.
but I mean, even now that you when you've seen Cody even get a little bit of blood on him, and The Rock beating the shit out of him, and there's more blood now. So I think they're slowly starting to turn the page. I think the PG era is dead for the most part, but we're in that weird purgatory when we're in a new era where we don't know what to call it and we don't know how they're going to go about booking and with blood and things of that nature. So yeah, we definitely going to be something that we have to look forward to. And I don't know if I'm going to even like that match, honestly.
Right, my bad.
Oh, you're good. Now I think we should start doing some a little bit predictions here. For night one of Mania. So for night one of Mania, we're just gonna go right back down that list of matches. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship. You already said Ripley, right? Yeah, I got Ripley retaining too, also. I don't know. Becky, she's good, but I don't know. I don't see
She's
her
not that
winning the
good.
championship. But then again, it's like she did just put out a book. She just went on this book tour. I don't know if it's going to be something that WWE is going to be like, yeah, we've been working towards this. This is your reward for it. I don't know.
Miles are too dark.
But yeah, I have definitely Ripley retaining. I don't know. It's just
Rhea Ripley's keeping up.
I think that Becky would probably do better if she was on SmackDown, honestly, because then she could challenge for Io Sky's championship, and that would be a better matchup, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Intercontinental Championship, you have Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Who you got there, face?
Like I said, that's just a fill-in match. I'll take Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn
I want him
defeating
to win.
Gunther
I kind of
for
want him
the
to win.
IC Championship. Wow. I actually went back and forth on this because, it's like I want Gunther to compete for the World Heavyweight, possibly the Universal, the not the Universal, but the Undisputed Universal WWE Championship. And for him to do that, I think he has to lose the Intercontinental. I've been back and forth all day, but I got Gunther. I got Gunther. I just don't think he loses it. I don't think he loses it to Sammy. Now, given, in a couple months or maybe a pay-per-view from now, maybe he'll lose it to somebody else, but I don't see him losing it to Sammy.
Right.
Next,
Yeah.
for
I want him to win. I want Sammy to win, damn it. So.
I mean, it would be cool. It would be cool, especially given that Sammy has been through so much over the past, year and a half with the Bloodline storyline. And it would only make sense for him to win it. But it would also feel like a consolation prize at that point in time, too. Like, hey, you did good, but here's a mid-card championship instead of you getting another shot at a big main event championship.
Right, you're not wrong.
Next, the six-pack tag team ladder match between the champions Judgment Day, Team DIY, The Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under, The New Day, and New Catch Republic. Who you got winning that one, face?
You know what? Fuck it. I want the New Day. It's either New Day or The Miz in R-Truth.
Ooh, okay. See,
It's just throwing a wrench in there.
well, I went with your second pick. I got the Awesome Truth with The Miz and R-Truth because yeah, I just feel like this is probably, I mean, R-Truth's been around for ages.
He's been
We've seen
around
him.
forever.
We've seen him in TNA. We've seen him in
Wait,
WWE.
I don't remember seeing him t in TNA.
Yes, for a brief stint. After he left, he was employed, I think, by WWE at one point in time. Then he got released, went to TNA for a cup of coffee, and came back to WWE. But I
I
do
did not
see,
know that.
yeah, he was underneath a different ring name at that point in time. I think he didn't go by R-Truth. It was something else, I do believe. But I do have the Awesome Truth winning the championships. I think we're gonna have a story like, I don't know if you remember. I think it was WrestleMania 35. We had the Edgeheads, Curt Hawkins, and Matt Cardona. I can't think of his name. Zack Ryder.
Yes,
They
oh
went
yeah.
ahead. Yes, they went ahead and had a tag team, and Curt Hawkins was on this winless streak, and they ended up pushing them, and they won the tag team championships that Mania. So I think we could have something a similar situation to that, especially how much that the Miz and R-Truth are over right now as tag team. So as a tag team, so I think it'd be nice to see an old tag team from way back, in the Ruthless Aggression era
That'd be
win the
awesome.
belts. That would be nice. That'd be nice. I think that Damian Priest and Finn Balor, I love their run that they had as champions, but I just don't see. I think it ends. I think it ends. I think you have to end it. And I would love to see the belt split back up onto SmackDown and Raw. But
Yes,
I don't
me
think that's going to happen anytime soon,
too.
especially next year. We'll see WWE. I think SmackDown and Raw will be on Netflix. So I don't think that's going to really worry Netflix too much if there's no championship for both brands.
Yeah, but I would like to see
Next.
them both split. You're
Oh,
not.
yeah, I would too. I think it's best for business, but then again, I don't know. So we're just the quote unquote armchair quarterbacks in this situation where we think we know better than the company itself.
Right.
Next, we have the Usos, Jimmy and Jay, going up against each other. How do you feel about that one? Who you got winning?
I don't know. One of the
Safe pick. That is a safe pick right there. Couldn't agree more. But
I don't know. Like, that one's going to be hard for me to even watch because I like them both.
yeah, I do too. For me, I'm taking Jay. Jay's gonna win, and then Jimmy's gonna come back to the Bloodline.
Huh.
Because if you notice it, I can't remember where I seen it at, but I heard that Jimmy the other night broke kayfabe after one of the, I think it was Monday Night Raw, after Raw went off the air, and he threw up the acknowledge for Roman Reigns. So I don't know if I'm reading too much into this. Who
I think
knows?
you are.
I know I am. I'm always reading into it way too much. Next we have that six women tag match between Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control. I said it before, I think they're breaking up Damage Control pretty soon, especially with Bayley being kicked out a few months ago. I do believe that Damage Control is on decline. I just don't really see the need to have them anymore as a faction. I think that
Right.
you can keep. I think you can keep EO as a probably a main eventer. Then you have a tag team still with the Kabuki Warriors with Asuka and Kari, and then that would just leave the odd person out with shoot, who is that odd person? I can't even think of who else is all in Damage Control now.
There's too many
Dakota
people
Sky,
in it.
Dakota Kai, Dakota Kai should be the odd person out, but then again. Dakota's been bounced around from NXT to WWE, and maybe she does need a trip back down to NXT for a minute to help improve. But like I said, I got Bianca, Jade, Naomi, especially with it being Jade's first Mania and her first big match. I don't see them giving the nod to Damage Control.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see that.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, we're both in agreement on that one. I mean, I just don't see it. Especially, yeah, I know that Bianca and Jade don't really care for each other. They have like a mutual respect, but they know it's business. And they know that when they tag together, it's going to be for business. And I think that's going to lead up to a Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair later on down the line. But I
Yes.
think for this match, it's definitely going to be because I think they want to showcase their new shiny toy with Jade Cargill.
You are not wrong there.
Then the match of the night that everybody wants to see, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom. I'm just kidding. I don't know if everybody wants to see that.
Dirty Dom. I want him to win, unfortunately.
See, this would be Rey and Dom's second Mania in a row going up against each other in some way or form. Right now, I do believe Rey is up 1-0. But I see Dirty Dom and Santos Escobar taking it. I don't know why. I'm not real impressed with how WWE has booked Dragon Lee. I know Dragon Lee was part of Santos Escobar's faction. And I just don't know. I mean, I don't understand also why I understand the father versus son aspect of it, but I don't understand why Dirty Dom's partnering with Santos since he is part of the Judgment Day. You know, it just feels weird, you know.
Shouldn't it be a piece somebody in the Judgment Day with?
Exactly. Him? That's what I would think, you know. But then again, the only person that you would have part of the Judgment Day that doesn't have a match at Mania is the Funko Pop looking motherfucker himself, JD McDonough.
Jesus.
Hey, if you guys didn't listen to last episode, that is a callback from last episode. Go ahead and check that out after you guys listen to this one.
Throwback.
You guys will definitely laugh because, yeah, like Cody Rhodes said, he does look like a Funko Pop, and I agree with him. Then the main event. The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Who do you have?
Well, you know Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins is going to lose that because Sunday is going to be all basically chaos.
I have the same. I'm saying Rock and Roman win too. I mean, we all knew going into this Mania, especially when The Rock came back and made that offer for a stipulation in the match, we all figured that regardless, the bloodline was going to be involved somehow, some way. We just don't know how. And I think moving forward with the matches, and like I said, with Cody getting his ass kicked like last week at Monday Night Raw and getting all bloodied, I think this is going to set up for a bloodline rules match, no DQ, Cody versus Roman. And yeah. I'm actually excited to see that.
That'd be if pretty that's dope the case, to see.
especially for the championship. That's the only time that I would actually be excited for a no DQ match for a championship. Would be that one right there.
Because
I want to see who's coming out, who's going to be next, who's going to come out, who's going to help, all that stuff. And I think that that's going to be the best way to end Cody's story. Will be with no DQ match.
Yes.
Because you know Cody and I'll get into that maybe a little later. I can't give away too much.
I'll start digging, bro. Just throw it in.
Hey, I'm just saying, if we do see Dustin Rhodes come back, the last time that they had a match, like the one big match that Cody had in his AEW career was that no DQ match against Dustin.
Yes.
It was brother versus brother, and that one was like the best. That was the best match of that pay-per-view event. So that'd be pretty cool to see, you know, maybe Dustin come back for a save or something. So yes, that is our predictions for night one. It seems like we're in agreement for a lot of them. I mean, I know, like I said, I was going back and forth honestly with the Gunther and the Sami Zayn match. I could see it possibly going either way. But it's going to be nice to see if Gunther does retain, because it's going to be like, who's next for Gunther? Where does Gunther go from here? Are we in a rut with Gunther? Because like I said before, I want to see him in a main event picture or even the world heavyweight picture, because that's what he needs. He needs that bigger belt. But then again, he's been making this Intercontinental belt great again. You know, he's been making it mean something instead of that lousy ass SmackDown version of the United States Championship, right, where it's not as good. You know, you had it on Rey Mysterio last year. This time last year, you had it on Rey, and then after that, it's just gone downhill. The prestige is not there anymore.
You're not wrong.
Before we get in to the second night of WrestleMania, like always, we have some bills to pay. That is why we are letting you know once again, this episode is sponsored by Dubby. What is Dubby, you ask? W is a zero crash, zero artificial flavor energy drink that you make at home. Whether you're a gamer, a podcast host, or work in a factory, W has the energy powder to get you through your day with great tasting flavors such as Cali O Cream and Dragonade. Are you not sure which flavor to try? Try their starter sampler pack, which includes three single serve W energy drink powders, along with two single serve W hydro powders, along with a shaker cup. As a special thanks to our listeners, W is giving Jobber Nation 10% off their entire order. All you have to do is put in code NATION2023 at checkout. That code again is NATION, all caps, followed by 2023. Because at W and here at Jobber Nation, we strive to be better. We are moving on to night two.
Cali O Cream. Sorry, I'm still.
Yes, they do. Yes, no, dude. They got a lot of crazy flavors, man. It's you know, definitely gets a little overwhelming sometimes. That's why I always suggest to buy that sampler one, because you get three flavors and two of the hydro, which include no caffeine whatsoever. When I mean, the best way I could explain the hydro is think of like the Monster hydrates, where they have, you know, the no caffeine, and you know, it kind of helps you come off of that caffeine. So definitely worth a shot.
What was that code again? 10%. Jobber Nation.
It's a Nation 2023 at checkout. Save 10% off your entire order. All right, we are going into night two of WrestleMania. This, I think, will probably be the best night this year. Usually it's night one. This year, I think it's going to be night two. We have a total of six matches on the card for that night. Those matches include Seth freaking Rollins versus... Seth
fucking Rollins.
versus the Scottish psychopath, this Drew McIntyre.
As badly as I like the Scottish Warrior, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going with the Scottish Warrior.
Well, that's going to be for the heavyweight championship. We have Io Sky versus Bayley for the women's championship. Then we have Bayley's LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Then we have Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens in a fatal three-way for the United States championship. Then we have Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits with B-Fab versus Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain and Scarlett in a Philadelphia street fight. Then the main event of the night and the main event overall of WrestleMania 40, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Now, night two has four championships up to grabs, face. If you had to choose just one, I mean, I know we're going to get in our predictions a little later, but if you had to choose just one, either the World Heavyweight Championship, Women's Championship, U.S. Championship, or even the main event, which one do you think has the best odds of switching hands on night two?
Man, you got me all twisted like a pretzel.
I mean, honestly, for me personally, I believe it's probably the United States Championship. Because if you look at it, it's a fatal three-way. And Logan Paul does not have to be pinned to lose that championship.
This is true. You're not wrong.
So we could have another finger poke of doom like we had in the 90s between Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash, where Owens or Orton lays down. And goes, and you know, the other one goes for the pin. And if Logan's not paying attention, it could be a three count real easy.
Yes, you're not wrong.
It's just one of those situations. I think that one probably, if I had to put money on it, that would probably be the one that I would have that would switch hands. I mean, I know we're doing our picks a little later, but I just hope that, in my opinion, I just hope for the sake of business that Logan doesn't retain. I don't, you know, that's what I'm hoping in this situation, because when you have a fatal three-way like that, it's very hard for a champion to retain. So, on night one, I asked you, which match are you most excited for? What about night two? out of all of those, especially since you have a card slated with, like I said, four championship matches. We have a lot of them, you know. It's definitely, like I said, probably the better of the two cards.
Man, I don't know. It's gonna be a wild night.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure
there's
it's
no
gonna
wrong
get
pick
flipped
with this,
upside down.
honestly. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, there's no really wrong pick. You can't go wrong with any of these matches, really. This, like I said, night two, definitely the better of the night one, and better than night one. Whether it plays out that way on TV or not, that's to be discussed, but at a later episode. But I think right now, if I had to say what match I'm most excited for, I would have to say probably the main event. I was going back and forth between two matches, honestly. And like we said, since night one, we both have The Rock and Roman winning a Bloodline rules match, no DQ, would just make it even more awesome. But like I said, it's going to depend on a lot of factors too. And a lot of it lies on that match that night, and it also a lot lies with the Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre match, which was also the match that I was debating against. Especially, you know, with the possibility of Seth turning heel on Cody. So I think the only way that Seth does turn heel on Cody is if he does lose that World Heavyweight Championship. And if he does lose it, then I expect Seth to turn. But if he doesn't, then I don't see him turning.
Yeah,
There's just so many unknown
I'm going to
factors. I
agree
think,
with you there. There's too many. There's a lot going on.
yeah, there's a lot going on, and I think that's actually what makes it exciting, is the unknown factors that we don't know. And I that would have to be my match that I would that I'm definitely looking forward to on night two, would be the Cody versus Roman. As of right now, that could all change tomorrow night. Who knows?
I'm gonna send you something real quick. I just seen. I thought it was kind of
All right.
cool.
Hell yeah. Oh, I thought I lost you for a second. I didn't
No,
see you
I'm
moving
still
around. I
here.
was, no, I thought it was just all like, oh, let me see right there, WrestleMania. Let me pull this up. Oh yeah, yep. That is pretty cool because yeah, they are all rematches. We have had, you know, WrestleMania has had a history of doing that, and it's just like, there's only a few that's ever gone a trilogy, you know. And I just hope that this Cody versus Roman does not go to a trilogy. I think that it needs to end at two.
It needs to stop after
Yeah,
this night. Definitely needs to stop.
especially when all the matches on here have only went in back to back, you know. Yeah, we've seen Rock versus Cena. Yeah, I think that this would probably have to end at two, in my opinion. And like I said, that's why, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see going forward, to see how they do book night one and night two regarding the entire Bloodline storyline and the entire Cody, like, freaking Harry Potter series of stories that he's trying to finish. But yeah, I definitely hope that it does end that too, because I cannot take a third WrestleMania of Rhodes versus Reigns. I mean, no disrespect to either of them, but you know, you gotta know when it's played
You're not wrong. If you keep pushing, it's just going to be kind of
and
boring
and
after
like
a while, like it is already.
well like I've been hearing too, it's like, when if Cody does win the championship against Roman, I think that a lot of people are going to start turning on him as they're liking him. And it's like, I don't know if he could handle that, because if you looked at him in AEW, he wasn't fans were turning on him too. And it's because not
Well,
only
make Cody
did
a heel. He'd make a
here's the
great
thing though
heel.
here's the thing Cody has a daughter. He refuses to turn heel because of that reason.
Man, you're dumb. No offense,
He
dumb.
that's the reason why people were booing him at AEW shows, because they wanted him to turn heel. They wanted him to be the bad guy. He came out and cut a promo and said that he's not doing it. He cut a promo just to tell the fans no.
That's not what the hell.
So, I mean, good luck trying to see Cody turn heel. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, so I'm just gonna go the other side of this, match that you're not looking forward to on night two. I know there's not a lot of them, but I think I have one in particular that I'm not looking forward to. And for me, honestly, that would be, and it pains me to say it because I've been a fan of his ever since he was in TNA and New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's right. We're talking about the AJ Styles versus LA Knight match.
Oh, I
That's.
just seen something. I wish I would have seen it, sent it to you earlier.
Oh yeah, when they scrambled at, like, they did something at the meet and greet. I heard that
No.
they, or something happened, I thought, at the meet and greet
They
today
made a
between the two.
picture. Somebody made a picture of all of the wrestlers together, but like 20 years ago, like when they were
Oh
young.
yeah, I seen
That
that. I
shit
seen
was
that. Yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, you always usually do that around Mania. They always make like some picture of them when they were younger and they put them all together. But yeah, I'm not excited for this LA Knight and AJ Styles match because I feel like this match was made because they actually needed more matches for the card.
Yeah,
That's
you're not
my
wrong.
only thinking of it. And I know that they've been feuding since AJ's return to WWE television after a long injury. But it's like, I just think that you have two superstars who used to be main eventers, more recently LA Knight being a main eventer, who were pushed down to mid card, and it just doesn't excite me because you're not going to be giving AJ World Heavyweight Championship shot any sooner. There's a long line for that. You're not
Yeah.
going to give him a Universal Undisputed WWE Championship run anytime soon because there's a long line for that. It's just, I feel like this match, if they book AJ Styles winning it, it doesn't really mean anything for him. And it's more like, where do we push him from there? Whereas LA Knight, who's been at that top of, who's been the top guy at one point in time without a championship, you push him back down and you keep him pushing him back down and he's not
Yeah.
going anywhere up or anything. And it's going to be the exact same thing, vice versa. If, LA Knight wins, where do we push him? But if Styles loses, he's just going to get pushed down. And it's even more crazy because it is a contract year for AJ Styles too. I
I
just,
didn't realize that.
yes, it is a contract year for AJ Styles. He only has, I don't know when his contract expires. I know it expires this year, but I'm not sure like what month or anything like that. If it expires after Mania or if it expires later on in the year, I am not 100% sure. It just seems like whoever wins this match or whoever wins or whoever loses, it's going to be a lose-lose situation, in my
Yeah.
opinion. Because then you're trying to figure out what to do with these two wrestlers, where to go. All right, so I know you made a few predictions already, but it's now time to make the official predictions for WrestleMania 40 Night 2. Starting off with the Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. You said you had who winning that?
I'm gonna take the Scottish Warrior. You can have Seth Rollins.
Why are you instantly assuming that I am picking
I
Seth Rollins? I have my notes right here. I have new champion Drew McIntyre.
Well, I guess we're agreeing.
I'm saying that he's busting out the old Broken Dreams theme music. I'm saying that he's gonna make those bad dreams come true for Seth
That'd be
Rollins.
pretty neat.
That would be pretty neat. I think I'd lose my shit if that happened. Because that was like his best theme music ever. Then we have Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. Who do you
Bailey's gonna,
have?
I think Bailey might retain.
No, it'd be Bayley winning it. Io Sky
Oh,
has it
Bailey
right now.
winning it. Okay, well then
Yeah.
Bailey's gonna win.
I'm also in agreement with that. I think that right now, I think Io was a good champ. It was her first reign as a WWE Women's Champion. She's done really well, but
Go
I think right
watch the
now,
TV, okay?
especially with Bayley being kicked out of Damage Control, I think this is Bayley's way of finishing, quote unquote, her story with Damage Control. I think that Bailey actually wins this, especially her being a face for the first time in like freaking ever. You have to give it to Bailey. She's riding that momentum. I know she's getting her butt kicked every now and then, but I think that's what makes it the way it does. I mean, we always know that whoever gets their ass kicked 2, 3 weeks before pay-per-view usually ends up winning.
You're
So I
not
think for
wrong.
me, it's going to be Bailey. Yeah, I got Bailey as new champ. LA Knight versus AJ Styles in a lose-lose situation match for both of them. Who you got winning that one?
I don't know.
See, yeah, that's what, I was thinking the same thing. It's like I said before, I kept thinking about that statement that I made. It's a lose-lose situation, but I was thinking, who do I want more to win and possibly maybe get a push at maybe even Intercontinental or US Championship? Who do I even want to even, who knows,
I don't know. That one's a draw for me. I don't know. Like,
See,
I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing, but I was like, screw it. I'm gonna pick AJ Styles. I've been a fan of his, like I said, ever since
Screw it. I'll
Impact
go with LA
Wrestling.
Knight.
Oh.
We'll just what
He
will
said, he's saying, let me talk to you, Jobber Nation. Yeah. All
I'm gonna just go with the opposite on this and hope for the
right. Yeah,
best.
you play devil's advocate, man. You play it. Do it. I don't even care. Oh, man. Let's see. Then we have the triple threat match between Logan Paul,
I
Randy
want
Orton,
Randy Orton to
Kevin
win because
Orton.
Randy Orton can't lose.
You know what? Did you read my notes before we even started this podcast episode today, dude? I have Randy Orton also winning. And here's a fun fact for you. How many times has Randy Orton held the United States
He's
Championship?
not. I don't think he has.
One
I don't
time.
remember that.
How many times has Kevin Owens held the United States Championship?
Isn't it only a handful?
He's only one at three, so I would give it to, I would definitely have it on Randy Orton for a minute.
Yeah.
Cause it, like I said, like what we talked about a little bit earlier in the episode,
Yeah, but
especially with
Randy Orton's the youngest one to ever hold the main championship
the
belt.
heavyweight. Yeah, it wasn't the
Yeah.
heavyweight. Yeah. So, I'm thinking my train of thought right now is with Logan Paul, you don't want him to have the championship for forever because he is an influencer, he's a podcaster like us. That would be like us winning the tag team championships,
Let's go,
And
baby.
what I mean, it'd be good for us, but it wouldn't be good for business. Let's just say that. But I'm just saying, Logan, I think that he needs to take a back seat. I think that it's time to put Randy in the spotlight again. And I would like to see Randy with a
Wait,
strap.
who
I mean,
has the this is a side note.
look.
No, who has the money in the bank?
Damian Priest still, he still has until,
That's right.
no, yeah, I think Joe, no, June, I think it is. June, I think, is Money in the Bank. I'm not for sure. I can't remember.
He
I always
may or
get,
may not cash it in.
ooh, are you calling it right now? Who are you calling it on? Who are you calling it on? Are we calling it on,
I'm not calling it on anyone. I'm saying he may or may not cash it in. And if he cashes in, that would be awesome.
It would be, but
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Quick side note, to the main event. What if like the New Day or the New Day, the Bloodline and Cody Rhodes and whoever's on Cody Rhodes' side, they all beat the shit out of each other, and then Damian Priest just comes out and fucking just cashes in and wins.
That
Because
would be
Roman Reigns
crazy.
is down.
That would be crazy. But then again, it'd be like, yeah, that would be. Who, I don't know, man. It'd be almost like another the Heist of the Century 2.0.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. I don't know, because it just seems like they had so many opportunities already for Priest to cash in. And it just seems like they are dragging their feet on when they want them to cash in. And right now, I'm not sure if that cash in is going to be successful, because I think the longer he holds on to it, the longer he's getting into his head about if he can win it or not. And I think that
Yeah.
that's going to play a big factor into it, because in my opinion, if I want to cash in, if I have the Money in the Bank contract, I'm going to cash in as soon as possible. Not saying that necessarily the same night that I want it, but I'm going to try to cash in as soon as possible when the opportunity is right. Not later on down the line at WrestleMania when it's almost time for my shit to expire.
Maybe he's doing this strategically.
Could be. You never know.
Maybe there's a strategy behind it.
It could be. Like you said, it could be that situation where it is that Bloodline Rules match, and we don't know what's going to happen. Could be, you know, Dustin Rhodes could be making a save, or it could be Damian Priest cashing in. It's going to be definitely something to look forward to, especially that main event. Next match, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits with B-Fab versus Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain with Scarlett in a Philadelphia Street Fight.
That's a fill-in match. That's a filler match.
I mean, it is, especially when you look at it. I don't know if they're trying to make Bobby Lashley a face, but if you look at it, it's two heels, two factions that are heels going at it against each other, and that does nothing for me. I got to see good versus bad, you know, in this situation, especially a street fight. You know, you want the underdog good guys to be out there and possibly win. For me, honestly, I don't know. Like you said, with the AJ Styles and AJ Styles and LA Knight match, it could be a toss up. It could be a toss up right there. And I don't know.
I'm going to go Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Yeah, that's
who I have put down is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, because if you've looked at it, Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain, like my logic before, they have been beating the crap out of the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley these past few weeks. I think it is now time for Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits to get revenge. And I think the best way for them to do that is in that street fight, that Philadelphia street fight. And I think that that's going to benefit them a lot. And especially, you know, with me, I know this is their second run with the company, and this is their first Mania back, but the Authors of Pain never really did much for me. Even when they were in NXT, when they were first in WWE, and then they moved up to the main roster, they still didn't do much for me. I just don't care for them. They're too stiff for me, and I don't know as of late, but they didn't do anything for me then, and they don't do anything for me now. I think, like I said, Lashley, Street Profits, they're going to win.
Yeah, I already knew that. I already figured that.
Oh, yeah. And for our main event of the night, hopefully in a Bloodline Rules match, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
You already know how we agreed on that one.
Yeah, finish the story. Time to send it to the editor. Time to get it published. I'm picking Cody Rhodes, new champ. New champ, Cody Rhodes. I think this, honestly, if this does play out to our predictions, which they hardly ever, with my predictions, I will have quite a few new champs on night two. So I don't know if they're going to have that many, but that would be pretty cool to see all those titles switch hands.
That'd be sick, honestly. That would be dope.
That would be. It'd be one of the first WrestleManias in a very, very long time that many championships have switched hands. Like we said, night four. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. I don't even know why I said night four. Night two. Wow.
Night four. There's four nights of WrestleMania. I feel like that'd be way too much.
I mean, there's practically three nights if you look at it, because the Raw
Friday after, night.
Five nights then.
No, yeah. No, it'd be
Friday
Monday,
night,
it'd
SmackDown.
Be Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday, Monday.
And Monday, yeah. And then you have the Hall of Fame, which is the Hall of Fame at time of recording is tonight too. So,
Jesus.
And you had all the meet and greets tonight too. And yeah.
You're right.
Exactly. But yes, moving on, moving right along, we've been talking about a lot of things that might be happening. And like I said, night two only has six matches, meaning that the WWE is probably going to have a promo or a squash match thrown in between. They're in between, maybe, I guess, returning superstar or debuting superstar or even a special guest celebrity. I know, like
John
you said,
that,
I know, hey, never say never. But you said something about Motionless and White's going to be there, especially playing in Rhea Ripley.
I'm excited. I actually really
exactly.
Want
that's going to be night. That's going to be night one, but we don't know if they're going to be there night two. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll see something like former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce step in the ring.
You did say that.
He's going to be in attendance. Rumor has it, so we could possibly see him being honored in the square circle. Maybe with
what if the Kelce brothers are both there?
Ooh, what if they have a Taylor Swift on a pole match?
Oh my god!
I don't think Jason will be too. I don't think Jason's wife would be too happy about that. But yeah, that would be nice to see him out there in a match, kind of like how Gronk was at, I think, WrestleMania 31.
I wish they would have used Gronk a little more.
Well, the thing about that is that was in the weird period of the COVID era where we had no one, no audience or anything. So, I mean, I do agree. He was actually pretty decent. I mean, he is a former 24/7 champion. I mean, he's that on R-Truth's level of championships won for the 24/7. 58, by the way. But he, you know, he 58? Did a good job. Yeah, he's a 58-time 24/7 7-Eleven champion.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we could possibly see Jason Kelce maybe in the ring. I don't know if he'll be doing any wrestling or taking any bumps, but who knows? Never, like we said, we've seen it before with former Super Bowl. We've seen it before with some football players, you know, coming in the ring. So why not? Why not see Jason throw down a little bit, especially on someone that's a lower card superstar? And it's not that hard to believe because, you know, WrestleMania, it is WrestleMania 40, and they do go out, it seems like, every 5 years, those five-year intervals where it is like an anniversary WrestleMania.
You are not wrong.
I know we always talk about, well, not we, but I always mention 35. We've seen Cena return at 35 as a doctor of Thuganomics and destroy Elias in a promo.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that we could look forward to. And I mean, surprise returns are another thing. Do you see any surprise returns possibly happening? Maybe not even a return, maybe a possible new signing debuting at Mania.
I mean, that'd be awesome if the Hardys came back, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, man, we've been riding that Hardys wave since like, when we found out that Jeff said that his contract was up for, not Jeff, but Matt said that his contract's expiring soon for AEW. And yeah, we've just been all.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, though, as badly as I want it to.
But here's the thing. Like I said, I don't. It could happen, especially with Trips at the helm of everything. I think that him and Nick Khan probably have a better relationship with the Hardys than, let's say, Vince McMahon would have. But I think, like I said earlier, I think that my biggest, I think I have a few big returns, but I think go as far as Mania return, I think we will see Dustin Rhodes come back and help Cody in the main event, because Dustin has not been seen on AEW television since January. A few weeks before Cody won the Royal Rumble. So I don't know what Dustin's contract status is with AEW, or it could be just a one-time off thing in which WWE got permission from AEW's Tony Khan to have him be there. But for me, it'll be definitely Dustin. Now, I know I said surprise returns during Mania, but Like we just talked about, I consider this 5-day span between Friday and Monday, especially WrestleMania week, this being WrestleMania weekend, pretty right. much. I'm saying that the Raw after Mania, we will see two surprises at the Raw after Mania.
Oh, what's those two surprises?
The first surprise would be Matt and Jeff Hardy return to the WWE. Because I don't think they would have them do it at Mania, because they already made a return at Mania like that before. So I think that they will be there. Like what you said, you don't want to see them have the straps just yet, because that's what they did when they returned the
first
time.
They have to earn that shit, though.
I think that they're going to start calling out tag teams They're gonna call him out, and then they're gonna work their way up. I see that happening. And then my second surprise return of the night will happen at the end of Monday Night Raw. And that is where we will see the return. Are you smelling what the Rock's cooking over there?
Maybe.
Anyways, my second surprise return will be at the end of Monday Night Raw, and we will see the return of none other than Uncle Howdy. I
Ooh.
know what Jobber Nation's saying, Nick. Why would Uncle Howdy return to the WWE? Why wouldn't
In
they just
honor
repack
of
it?
Mr. Bray Wyatt.
Exactly, and they don't want to repackage him as Bo Dallas because this was him, his and Bray's baby right here. This entire
Yeah.
Uncle Howdy and the Fiend. Now all I'm saying is that if you guys watch, especially if you watch it before Mania, if you watch the Bray Wyatt becoming immortal at the end of it, you'll see exactly why I think it'll be the Monday after Raw. And the reason why I also think it's going to be set for the Monday Night Raw after Mania is because I don't think he wants to overshadow his dad and uncle being inducted into the Hall of Fame, because
Right. Oh, absolutely.
they do have that little, where all the Hall of Famers come out and they do their little waves and stuff like that, and people cheer for him. So I don't think they want to overshadow that. I think that's the reason why too that Bray wasn't inducted this year, is because they didn't want to overshadow the fact that his dad and his uncle were being elected into the Hall of Fame.
I agree. That he'll come back on Monday.
That would be awesome to see. That would be, I don't know how they'll do it, but I do believe that it will happen. And yeah, I'm excited for it. Let's just say it that way. If it doesn't happen, then I'm wrong, and hopefully it happens sometime soon, because I think we need to see Bo Dallas back in the ring as Uncle Howdy and really carry that legacy for however long it'll last, and carry that memory of Bray Wyatt for as long as it can last. Since WrestleMania has been going on for 40 years now, we've had a lot of memorable matches. I mean, I know we've even that graphic that you just sent me, Rock versus Cena, Triple H versus Undertaker, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, all great, great, great matches. And we've had even really good WrestleManias over the past handful of years, and even in the past 20 some odd years. WrestleMania 39, 31 comes to mind a lot, mostly because of the Heist of Century. But I just want to know, Face, do you have really any favorite matches or any favorite WrestleManias in general? And it doesn't have to be, any old school, or it could be even new school. I mean,
I always liked the Shawn Michaels and the Undertaker. That was one of
oh
my
yeah,
all-time favorites.
exactly.
That was just
Especially
like,
him
that's
trying to end the
wild.
streak. I
Him
think
trying to
for
end the streak, bawling his eyes out, saying, "Dude, I'm sorry, but I'm taking this." And Taker's like, "Nah, bruh, I got this."
what about I'm gonna throw in a curveball for you. I know I have a lot written in my notes for this, but how about I'm actually looking it up right now. How about WrestleMania 24? That being Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels,
Oh,
career
yes.
versus career match. The I'm
Yes. Oh,
sorry, I
my.
love you.
Yes.
Then the
No. Oh,
super
my
kick.
God.
Oh my God, dude.
That was like
It
devastating.
was, dude. It still hurts to this day to even watch the highlights to that, man. It's like, oh my God, dude. No, Sean, no, don't hit him with the sweet chin music. I couldn't remember if that was
It
23
was
or
cool,
24. That's
though.
why I had to look it up. It was definitely
It's been
cool.
forever since I've seen that.
Exactly, yeah. And you got a lot. I mean, I know WrestleMania has been synonymous with one thing, really, and that's been Undertaker's streak. And I just don't like that he lost it to Lesnar. That streak ended there.
Brock Lesnar was pissed that he had to break that.
Yeah,
Oh, he was
he
so
was.
pissed off.
And you know, it's even more crazy. They didn't tell Heyman. They did not tell Heyman. They kept it a secret from Paul Heyman. Him reacting the way he did was completely legit. him going, "Oh my God," like, because he thought Brock
what
fucked
the fuck?
Up. He thought
Yeah,
Brock
oh, I
fucked
know.
up, and you know, and he's like, "Oh my God," you know, and he's like, "No." And it comes out, you know, years upon years later, after Taker retires, and they ask him, "Who did you want to end the streak?" He said, "There's only one person that would have made sense to end the streak, and that was Bray Wyatt." He was pissed that Bray didn't end the streak.
Oh my God, that would have been such a great. Oh my,
Because if
especially
I'm not
him as the
mistaken,
demon.
no, Bray Wyatt,
Yeah,
not Finn
no,
Balor.
Bray,
Yeah,
Bray
the
Wyatt.
Fiend. Yeah,
Yeah,
as
the
the Fiend. Well,
Fiend. Yes, that would
yeah,
have
but
been
back then he was.
fantastic.
Back then he was that crazy cult leader Bray Wyatt, you know, with
Yes.
the Wyatt family. So I think that even with that, you know, he said it only made sense that Bray Wyatt would have ended it. And he said that he was actually sad that, you know, because I think they faced off against each other, I think one or two manias after the streak was broken at the main event. And that would have been the main event that Taker would have preferred to lost the streak at. And honestly, for me, I think the most memorable WrestleMania, because besides WrestleMania 35, because that was Mania, of course, that I went to, but it was also my first WWE show in general, attending live. That will always hold a special place in my heart. But mostly because I got to see my favorite version of Finn Balor wrestle, and that was the Demon.
You lucky
And
bastard.
when he took on Bobby Lashley for the Intercontinental Championship and won it from Lashley. But I'm throwing all that out the window because my all-time favorite Mania, I don't know, I'll probably get backlash from it because I know I don't think a lot of people really cared for it, but it was the most nostalgic one for me. And that's WrestleMania 17.
Who is that?
Because the main event, that was Stone Cold versus The Rock for the
Oh, what
WWF,
throw, what a
the
throwback.
WWF championship, and a no DQ match.
That's a
It's
throwback.
kind of funny how WrestleMania 17 ended with a no DQ match, and this WrestleMania 40 has a possibility to end in a no DQ match.
Huh.
Funny how things come full circle.
Yes.
Especially The Rock being in that too, you know. But I think what did it for me back then too was that video package that they played hyping up The Rock versus I was about to say The Rock versus Roman. Wow. The Rock versus Stone Cold, that video package before the match that they had with Limp Bizkit's My Way or the Highway was playing, and it just made it seem so real because they're just showing clips from like Monday Night Raw and stuff like that, and them getting into it and showing the feud progress throughout all the stages. And I think that that was really, really awesome for them to do. And I was like, man, dude, that's like 90s era nostalgia, you know? And that was just peak WWE Attitude Era. And with the PG era now essentially dead and gone, I just hope that this Mania can live up to the hype that it has for it, like that match lived up to the hype at WrestleMania 17 with that much craziness and stuff like that, especially with the possibility of having a no DQ main event.
Damn you.
Alrighty, Jobber Nation. We closed on that segment. I mean, there's a lot of WrestleManias. Unfortunately, you know, we can't get to them all 40 of them. All of them had their great matches, from Hogan versus Andre, from Hart
Why are
versus
you making
Hart,
me old?
because we are old.
Hardy versus Hardy.
Hardy versus Hardy, Cena versus Rock, Rock versus Cena.
The Fruity Pebble era.
The Pebble versus The Rock. No, I was just
Yeah.
joking. But anyways, we are starting to get down to the nitty-gritty of the show and starting to close on out. We are, in fact, having our Jobber Nation and Jobber of the
Hold
Week.
on, buddy.
And for my pick for this week's Jobber Nation, Jobber of the Week goes to none other
Go
than
out
the
there for a few
best
more
in the
minutes.
world and Mr. Straight Edge himself, CM Punk. Not for
I
his
know.
ring work, because let's just face it, he's still injured. But for he gets my pick of Jobber Nation Jobber of the Week just because of him taking the time out of
So
WrestleMania week.
can I? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But yeah, man, it's all right. It's for him making WrestleMania week more about himself than anything else. And also for him not wanting to bury the hatchet with Boom Boom Colt Cabana after Cabana came up to him at an AEW show backstage wanting to talk so things won't be awkward between the two of them. And him
What is
saying
his
no, not
name?
unless his lawyer is present. So here's to you, Ego Phil. And here's to you wanting people to talk about you this week and still stay relevant
What was the
WrestleMania
match
weekend.
yesterday on AEW?
You had the best friends. You love the best friends.
That's fucking hilarious. No, it was the dad and the two boys.
Oh, the Billy
Billy
Billy Gunn
Gunn.
and Colton. Yep.
That's my go-to this week.
Billy
Because
Gunn,
that's
there
the
you go.
one, that's one of the matches I actually was able to watch. And he put over his opponent so fucking well. I'm just like,
Oh
dude,
yeah. Billy
hands
does do
down,
that.
hands down.
Especially when it's his kids involved, he will
But then
do
he
that.
got hit in the nuts. I'm just like, bro, come on, low blows.
Yeah, I mean that happens quite a bit now in wrestling in general. I don't know why. It doesn't matter what promotion, it just seems like it happens just way too
I
much.
just, he's like, what, 60 and still doing that? So, I mean, yeah,
Yeah,
this,
man.
he is my shout out of the week.
And especially with him having two sons that are in the business too, wrestling for the same promotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
mean,
That,
he's definitely
that's
gonna put him
pretty
over
sick.
somehow, some way. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome to see him still, like you said, still wrestling and still actually moving pretty damn well in the ring, if I may say so. You know, he
Oh,
doesn't
he
look
was
like,
running all over that
oh
damn
yeah, and
squared
it doesn't,
circle.
he does not look like, I know how some wrestlers when they hit a certain age, you have to slow the match down a lot for them.
Oh
But
no, he
no,
is on
he's
fire
still balls to
still.
the wall. Yeah, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with him, but it's scary. All righty, Jobber Nation. That does it for this week's episode. We hope that you all enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything that we wouldn't do, especially, if you
What's
are
that?
going to Mania. I don't know. Especially if you are actually going to Mania in Philadelphia, stay safe over there. Hope that you guys also have a good time if you are in attendance. Don't forget to like us on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/officialjobberclubpodcast. And you can find us on Spotify wherever you get your pod
Are
Spotify
we
or
still on
wherever
Apple
you get your
Podcast?
pod. Yes, we are. Just search Jobber Club
Fantastic.
Podcast in the search bar and you'll find us.
I could not remember, and I haven't been listening to podcasts on Apple Podcasts. It's been YouTube for me, so.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yep. So yeah, we are definitely on Apple Podcasts last time I checked. Sometimes it takes a little bit of while to get their episodes updated, I think, but they do have us still on Apple Podcast. All right, Mr. Twitch affiliate. Got anything else to plug before we go?
Just follow facegaming_ at Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Kick, and like Vogel said, don't forget to follow the Jobber Club Nation on Spotify and wherever you find your podcast at.
There we go. All right, Jobber Nation. We'll leave you with a little piece of advice before we go. Remember, Jobber Nation, we are the color red in a world of black and white. Follow the buzzards. Until next time, peace.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Yowie wowie!